What is up? This week on Cosigned, we are coming to you straight, no chaser. We're talking all about social media. Those dreaded DMs, Facebook versus Instagram, friend request standards, and much more. And Sam even gives us a story or two, and you don't want to miss that. Okay, I don't want to give too much away. So grab a snack, some coffee, some wine, and let's get into it.
Oh my God.
What are your friend request standards? What do you look for in a friend request?
First of all, I have to know you. But if I don't know you, minimum of 10 mutual friends. And you have to have a profile picture.
Like, if you don't have a profile picture, if you feel you're too ugly to post your own picture, I'm definitely not accepting your friend request.
I have accepted people I don't know before.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I'm like, I need a few extra friends. Need a few extra likes. But if those people start, their friends and their friends and their friends start asking to be my friend, I'm like, okay, I went too far.
I don't know. I think I need at least 5 mutual friends. And you need to look normal. You need to look like a normal person. These dudes that have multi machine guns in their pics are like
their cat. You know? Or like a cartoon version of themselves.
If the cartoon looks better than the real you, I don't know if we need to be friends.
No? It's like an episode of Family Guy. But the worst is when you try to be nice and then you get
immediately. WYD.
Let me take you out sometime.
Or hey. Oh, no one's ever told me hey before.
Let's pull them up. Let's pull up some real references. Okay? Let's do it.
I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Just the side eyes. Or hey, want to meet me for a drink tonight? Yeah, sure, Chad. I have no idea who you are, but I'll meet you in a strange place. By myself? What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Does that work? I want to know.
Or the best is just like, what's up? What's up? Well, hey, fucking life.
It's Tuesday.
I'm working. Apparently, you're not.
My favorite. Love you.
Or I Thank swear, you. Marry me. Marry me.
The amount of marriage proposals? Okay. Some of you guys need to step it up.
Right.
Because 8 houses in like another country, a jet that we're promised.
They really
5 kids that we know nothing about.
They really got it.
Yeah. What's tell me your the best because I got Ooh, I, you already know it.
That's really hard. You gotta go first. That's really hard.
Once you go brown, you never frown. Or hey, I found you. I found you on Instagram. I messaged you on there. So you messaged me on Instagram. I didn't respond. You come to Facebook to message me.
About messaging me.
On Instagram. Where I did not respond. Okay, you're putting a lot of effort, sir. Going through these. And hey, Easter Bunny. I didn't get a dozen eggs like I wanted. I really don't know what that's
about. I really, like, can't even tell you the worst one because
they're all bad.
They're all bad. And the best is the people you don't even know and they're like, haven't heard from you in a while. Yeah, maybe because I don't know you, bro.
Have you heard from me ever?
Right. When did I ever hit you up? Please remind me.
And then you immediately have to, like, buyer's remorse where you have to, like, immediately go and unfriend them. hopefully they didn't message unread. Just go and unfriend. Or block or whatever you have to do. It's terrible. Sorry, guys. But really, when you DM someone that you do not know, immediately after her accepting your friend request, and you just say, hey, or whatever creepy thing you're going to say, does it ever work?
Does it ever
Have you work? Ever had a girl say, oh my God, you know what? This is the one. This guy just knows what to say.
Oh, man. WYD. Like, wow, you can't even spell that shit out.
Great effort, dude.
Just love the effort. But really, if we're comparing, Instagram's my preferred platform. Facebook is, you get a lot more of the weirdos on Facebook. Instagram is more normal.
In what way?
I feel like the people that hit me, the people that hit me up on Instagram, it's way less than Facebook. as soon as you accept a friend request, Facebook's got the new thing where they'll just pop the face up right there. Oh, you have 10 new messages from this person. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, can you just add me and not speak like a normal person?
No.
Or the best is when someone likes your picture from like 5 years ago and you're like, wow, bro, like you're really digging deep here. Like you're really digging deep. As a female, what is a red flag for you? I think for me, it's the guy that adds you with the wife and the children in the pictures. And then, which is fine, like, great. But then you get the wife's request.
Oh, are you specifically talking about you've already accepted
the dudes? You've already accepted the guys.
And, like, there's nothing.
Nothing going on. No DMs. But they're, okay, but they're liking your stuff.
Because you already know the reason you're getting the other person's request.
They stalking.
Probably.
And I'm going to tell y'all, when I get the request from the guy with the girl in his picture, I really don't want to accept it. And it's not about the relationship. It's about the drama. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. I found that a lot of people who act very obsessed with each other on social media, the perfect relationship, is the worst.
The most toxic.
The most insecure.
Been there.
The most untrustworthy. When a random girl I don't know adds me. Because I'm like, okay, I love, I support females. But when a random girl adds me, I got to go to her page because I'm like, all right. Or like, who are you dating that added me? I can't tell you how many times I've gotten the friend request, accepted the friend request. Mm-hmm. And then I get a message, hey, I need to ask you something about my boyfriend. Mm. Girl, for one, I'm going to be honest. If your girl add me, you better hope you're not in my DMs.
Right.
Because I don't need the drama.
Would it make you more comfortable if I just unfriend him? Unfriend you both?
But like, really, the problem's deeper than this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just here. I'm getting friend requests.
I know neither one of you.
For example, I had a girl message me. We had been friends for a couple weeks. If a female posts a selfie, I'm heart reacting to that shit. Like, yeah. I want you to feel good. I support women. I'm all about it because I'm not a hater. Mm-hmm. I'm not a hater. I think women are powerful. I want women to feel powerful. But I had this girl. I didn't even know she was this guy's girlfriend that I had been friends with a while. Mm-hmm. This guy's DM'd me a couple times, but it's never been inappropriate. He found out that I produce music. A lot of it was talking about music. Mm-hmm. It was never like, let's meet up.
Right.
You know, it was...
Let me slide.
But I didn't even know she was his girlfriend. Because honestly, like, I really don't care.
You shouldn't have to do, like, due diligence.
Right.
Before accepting a friend request.
Right.
If you have to think about it too much, I'm ignoring both of you.
So she slides in my DMs. I really want to ask you something. And I'm like, go for it, girl. What's up? How much do you and my boyfriend talk? And I'm like,
Who's your boyfriend?
So I go to her page and I'm like, oh.
You didn't ask who's your
no.
boyfriend?
No.
See, I would have. I'd be like, who's your boyfriend?
You know, they were in a relationship on there and I literally had never even paid attention. And I saw his name and I was like, okay, like he and this guy is one of those guys, he shares a ton of memes, right? Like, I love memes. It's not even about him.
Right.
It's like, bro, like, I love this meme. Like, I'm stealing it. Okay. Right. And she just straight asked me, she's like, you know, is he hitting you up? You know, I found he's talking to multiple girls, whatever. I told her, I knew once I saw who her boyfriend was, I was like, oh my God, this girl. Like, she's literally worrying for no reason. So she asked me specifics. When's the last time he messaged you?
Like, do you just want screenshots?
Straight up. Because I'll give them to you. Because not a single inappropriate thing was said, even when he was hitting me up. And the funny thing was, she said, I've been dating him since this point last year. So I just need to know since that point. And I'm just like... And the thing was, when I actually went back to the last time he had messaged me. Mm-hmm. And he had not messaged me since he had been with her. I get the insecurity if he is talking to multiple girls that she's finding.
But that's got nothing to do with it.
But I'm like, I'm sitting here in my DMs like, this guy has not messaged me one time since he's been with you. Right. And even when he was messaging me, it was about music. It wasn't even like that. So I literally sent it to her. If this makes you feel better, that's fine. But the thing is, when you're looking for things like that and then you find out my side of it, like, I would never message a female about a question I had about my man. Mm-hmm. Especially someone I don't even know. Like, I'm coming to your ass directly.
Absolutely.
And honestly, for me, just the level I'm at, if I feel like I need to ask, you can just move on.
We both do.
Because I'm not on that level anymore where I'm going to be worried about it. But I was just thinking, to me, that's very sad.
Like, you would never.
Never. Like, right. In my relationships, I'm not going through your phone. I'm not going through your social media. Like, I don't have time.
Right.
I don't have time because I literally don't give
a shit. I don't care. Been there, done that. It didn't work out in my favor. So like, why for now? Me,
it's like, okay, if I ever got to the mental space where I was doing that, you can just have her. Go.
Right.
I work too much. I've got too much going on for me and my future.
But also, though, like, when you catch yourself caring about who's liking their stuff or who they're liking, I feel like that's already a red flag.
Yeah.
As long as my man is liking my stuff as much as he's liking the Instagram model that he don't know nothing about, they don't know his name, and he just, that's like the least of my worries.
Right.
Now, if he's sliding into somebody's DMs, I'm going to him.
Right.
Why would I like go and try to message
troll the girl.
20 different females just to see what I can catch him in? She shouldn't be with him then.
Right.
There's a whole bigger problem. It could just be that person.
Right.
That person's just untrustworthy.
Never satisfied. Mm-hmm. But that's just so crazy to me because anytime.
I don't think I've ever messaged anybody.
I can't remember a single time.
Can't relate.
But I feel real bad for those females. But I've been crazy. You know?
So, like, let's be honest. I might have not, like, DM'd anybody to catch my man in something, but I've most certainly shown my ass. Right? Right. Like, let's just be real.
If you the younger days.
Right. Wasn't my best look. Like, let's say you're in a relationship and somebody messages you about that person, about the person that you're with. Like, you haven't actively sought it out. Someone messages you and goes, hey, just thought you should know. Kind of deal. Like, what would you do? Would you even respond, or would you like screenshot it and go to your person?
I've never had that happen to
me. Me either. I'm just curious.
If she had screenshots, if the girl sent me screenshots,
right,
where I could see what was said, the proof,
receipts,
depending on the content, if it was bad enough, you're just getting a note.
A note.
Like, I'm not confronting you. I don't want the drama.
You're just going to print out the receipts.
Like, I'm just going to print it and just leave it and be like, don't contact me.
Your stuff's on the front porch with the note on top. Not even bagged.
Right. No, I'll bag it up. I'm not arguing. I'm not begging. I'm not. That bitch can have you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
But here's also, though, because I'm curious if anyone listening has had that happen, let us know, like, what you did.
Like, I'm interested to know.
And if you're listening and you've done that, if you've messaged somebody else to let them know about their significant other, like, what was your motive? And, like, what are you getting out of it? And you can't say, like, well, she just needed to know. Because, like, some part of you, I feel like, kind of wanted them to break up. You know? Like, some part of you, like, really, you're not just doing it for her benefit.
Right.
Because now you've broke her heart and pissed her off. And he probably hates you now, too. Right. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'm curious.
For sure.
Because I've never had that happen.
I agree. I prefer Instagram.
Only because I feel like Facebook, you're just constantly dodging.
Right.
Creepers and DMs. And I'm sure your active status is off.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is too. I don't want you to know when I'm on there. Trying to avoid you.
So let's talk about the random strangers that try to Facebook call you.
I've never had that
happen. The greatest was this guy. He messaged me like 5 times. Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Hey, what's up? What are you doing? No reply, right? This is literally why I took my active status off. I'm on one night. It's like 1 a.m. And I just get this messenger Facebook call from this dude. And I'm sitting here looking at it like, does this dude really think I'm about to answer and be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you called me. So I ignore it. And then you get the best. F*** you, bitch.
No.
You just like, well, that sounds about right. F*** you too, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no words. I feel like, though, Facebook should have just stayed in their lane. If I'm being honest, I generally don't even get on Facebook that much. Because it's just like a diary for people to, like, unload. And then they forget that it's a social media platform. Now it's out there forever. And if you're going to like unload, that's your prerogative. That's great. But don't get mad when people are in your business.
Don't be mad because we in the business. Like, I've been following this business for like 2011. Y'all done broke up about 20 times, got back together. Like, I need to know what's next. We're listening. And it's the people that post all their business that are always like, everyone's always in my business. Like, no shit. I'm on season 5 of this shit.
I'm invested.
Now y'all broke up and you ain't going to tell us why.
Right.
What happened?
The other 4 times she was all about it.
Right.
It was your fault, wasn't it?
I need to know what happened.
This time it was your fault. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not gonna tell us.
You did it. You did it. And it's gotten to the point where guys are actually worse. They're on social media. If you don't reply to a guy or that you don't reply how you want to,
offended.
And you can be so polite and be like, look, like I'm in a relationship or I'm not interested. And then they're like, you then.
Forget you.
Well, why'd I even open this message?
Right.
This is why I don't open messages.
You know what I do though? I'm just like, LOL. Because I'm like, okay, I don't know you from Adam.
But really, guys, this is going to hurt some feelings. Before you message a girl in her DMs, first of all, look at the profile. Look at the info. Second, look in the mirror.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Look at...
Do you own one, though?
Okay, so what I need you to do is take your phone into the bathroom. I need you to look in the mirror at you and then look at the girl.
That's so mean.
But really, I need you to look in the mirror and look at the girl. Mm-hmm. And let's just be realistic with ourselves.
Well, but let's ask ourselves. So there's a difference between DMing, right? Because you're like a little keyboard thug. You think you're really bold behind the...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. If you were out at like a bar, restaurant, club, wherever you go to find people,
would you approach this
girl? Would you approach this girl?
Face to face.
And if she did not respond to you in the way that you wanted, would you be so bold to say F you to her face? Or you ugly anyway. Okay, well, I wasn't ugly 5 minutes ago.
Let me screenshot, hey, gorgeous.
Right.
When'd you fall from heaven?
The first 9 times you try to say, hey, beautiful, hello, hey, you,
oh, well,
hey,
you,
sexy.
You ugly anyway, bitch.
Well, I wasn't ugly the first 8 times you tried to message me, was I? That's what I thought. But now I'm actually telling you, hey, it's not an option. I'm doing you a favor.
Right.
Like, it's not good enough. Some guys, though, are so entitled.
Mm-hmm.
She has to want me.
Look, I know mommy told you you're cute, but...
Mommy lied. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Okay, and I do not hold it.
You want to know another thing with Facebook that really irks my nerves?
Irks. Just grinds your gears.
Just when I see it, I'm like, oh, gag.
What?
Like, the joint Facebook account.
Oh, my God. Like,
okay. If you have a joint Facebook account, just know I'm assuming one of you cheated. I'm assuming. Like, okay, which one of you cheated?
Right.
Where you can't even have your own social media page.
We all know the female runs it.
Right.
Like, Jim don't do nothing.
Right.
Kim's running it.
She'd be like, oh, yeah, one of your friends commented. I'm telling you, no one has a joint Facebook account if someone hadn't cheated.
Or.
It's proof.
Or.
They just old.
They had to. One set of my grandparents, their Facebook is my grandfather's name, but they both use it. But so when my grandmother is like commenting, she'll go like sign it off - Nana. Like, so I know which one it is. I'm like, oh.
That's different.
But if it's like,
I'm talking about
Jim and
40
Sue.
And under. Mm. 40 and under, okay.
But like, have you seen anybody our age have a joint Facebook account?
Oh, yeah.
Like, freshly.
Recently, too. Recently.
Can't imagine, like, giving someone, like, my password. I mean, I would if I felt led to do so. I just can't imagine. But then again, I'm singles, so.
She has me. That's fine.
No, but for real.
But that's really, like, one of my things when I see the joint Facebook account. And I'm telling you guys.
You just, like, throw up a little.
And it might not be even true, but I'm telling you, we're all thinking it. Who cheated? Cheated.
I just or when they before they're married, they have separate ones, and when they get married, it's weird. But if you have a joint Facebook, sorry.
And if no one cheated, let us know.
Right.
I'm interested because
like what's the reason?
Because I'm telling you, it's really just a stereotype.
That's really just because
for me personally, the people that I have known that have, you know, created that joint, someone cheated.
There was a reason.
There was a reason.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't cheat, but they were talking to someone else, or, you know, whatever the case may be, there's always something. People don't just...
And they're still together.
For me, you're telling me it's better to just, not trust your spouse than to just snip, snip?
Snip, snip.
What? See, I'm a snipper.
Oh, like cut them off?
Yep.
Okay. I thought we were talking about snipping something else.
People be putting up with a lot of shit, and I'm not the one. I be snipping.
Yeah, just cut them off.
Yep.
You know? Not the one.
Oh my God. Facebook,
everyone loves to go on their political rant. Oh my God, so, guys. I don't care who you vote for, but right. Y'all are straight hateful with
just
this shit.
Just spewing your opinions. I think politics should just be like a personal thing.
And that's just my opinion.
A lot of what I'm seeing, people think that whoever they vote for, right? Trump, Biden, whoever, that they're going to be at their Thanksgiving dinner. Like, these people don't know you by name.
You guys are personally offended and you don't even know this person.
And then they're like burning bridges with family members and like friends and whatever else just because someone's deciding to vote for this person or that or not voting at all. Biden is not going to pick up the phone or Trump's not going to pick up the phone and be like, you know what?
Thanks for voting for me. I've got your back.
You get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, some people, you don't hear anything from them for 4 years and the second an election's happening, they crawl out from under their rock and want to just tell us all about what they feel.
Or the best is the group of people that vote to say they voted and they literally don't.
Just to show their I voted sticker.
Right. Like, guys, like, I get it. Voting's important, but your sticker really don't mean shit to me. If you're going to the voting booth and you're just voting who your parents vote for.
Right.
And you really haven't researched anything. You really aren't even caring about the ideals. It's just the fact that you're saying I voted.
Right.
Like, everyone has the choice to vote for who they vote for. At the same time, if you're just voting to be voting and you're uneducated, you're really part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have such...
A divide.
A divide.
Yeah.
Straight up a divide. Yeah. And I'm sure you saw them boarding up all these businesses, DC, all this stuff, because it's like, that's how divided this country is. No matter who wins, there's going to be riots. There's going to be destruction. I think that's the scariest part to me.
Yeah, I know. I showed you that meme earlier where it said, no matter who wins, America is exactly who you thought she was.
Right.
It's great. It's a free country, but really, like, how free is it?
Right.
We're literally the laughingstock of like every other country.
The election is a big thing on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, that's all you see.
Like, you know, people you've known your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, you've been, are you just now thinking that way? Or have I just been stupid and you've really felt that way the entire time I've known you? It's like, okay, well, you're not who I thought you were. Delete. And us being from a southern state.
Right.
I feel like the waters get a little muddier.
Absolutely.
But I think you have to be mindful of what you're posting on social media. Because it could be a really great platform, a really fun place. It can also be a very dark place.
Right.
I know a few months ago, I couldn't even get on anywhere because of how hateful people were being. And just, people were mean anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a simple post I made and all it said was BLM. That's all it said. You know, it wasn't a tangent. It wasn't, it was literally just BLM. And guys, like, this thread, I posted it and within 10 minutes, in my mind, I'm like, how can we not agree that Black Lives Matter? That's the simple statement that I made. It wasn't a political statement. It wasn't a tangent. There was nothing else, just BLM and how offended people were.
Yeah.
Like, as a country, we can't even agree that Black Lives Matter, you know, and people like to go on and on about, oh, well, this is happening with the movement. This is okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about it. All I said was Black Lives Matter. And this post ended up getting over 200 or 300 comments within like the hour. And people were so nasty with each other, saying the most hateful, racist, disgusting things.
Yeah.
And that's really like my issue with Facebook, because Instagram, I can post that all day and the reaction isn't going to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like there's so many people on Facebook just to literally sit there.
They sit and wait.
Right.
For something that they disagree with.
Just so they can copy and paste.
And you're like, did I ask? I think you ended up having to disable the comments or hide the post.
I had to disable the comments because
it was so disgusting.
People were really threatening each other, calling each other names. These are people that don't even know each other. Yeah. And it's just like, y'all, always said was that Black lives matter.
But here's the thing. It's the fact that we even have to clarify that any lives matter. That's right. Concern enough with anything that says Black lives matter, because if you're saying all lives matter, then that should be included into that.
So why does it offend you so much? Because that's people's biggest defense. Well, all lives matter. So why are you so offended?
Because we're talking about one specific group right now.
No one said your life didn't matter or this person's life didn't matter.
Or mattered more.
But right now, I'm seeing a mass killing of Black people. So, yeah.
Or people who just, in general, who aren't white.
Like, we need to stand up for people that are facing injustice. So, the all lives matter argument only gets on my nerves because I do agree all lives matter.
Right. Right now, we're talking specifically about this group of people, though.
Right.
So,
if all lives really matter, why are you so mad?
Right.
Like, you're so mad. And then people try to sit and say, you know, like, I'm not racist, all lives matter. So, why are you so offended by such a simple statement? You know, and with Facebook, there's so much controversy, there's so much nastiness, there's so much arguments all the time. And you don't really see that on Instagram because you can really narrow down what you see. Mm-hmm. It's not a big political platform. People literally post pictures of themselves, their babies, their husbands, their dogs. And then you just see memes. It's great. Right. And the greatest thing is Instagram doesn't have the setting where you can just sit and post a rant. It's a picture platform. You can put your...
It's like a visual platform.
Right. Whereas Facebook is more of a complaining platform.
A diary entry 2016.
Right.
Today, I ate cheese and argued with the grocery store clerk. Like, really, Karen, Susan, or whoever your name is? Sorry to Karen and Susan's. I just used a name.
We do know some good Karens and Susans.
And I feel like the people who just sit and wait just to argue with anybody on there, I'm like, who are you mad at? Like, what's happened in your life? Like, this is what you're putting out into the universe.
Exactly.
And I'm just here to have a good time.
I know we're big on manifestation,
energy.
And what you put out, you really do get back. And that, I mean, that's a real thing. I think we've both seen that in both of our lives, you know, our friends' lives.
But it's a conscious effort. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do good things today. You have to make a conscious effort to actually do good things.
Right.
You know, be kind. Like, it takes more energy
to be a hateful person
than just to be, like, nice.
It really does.
You know? It's not going to kill you to be nice. It might some people, but...
It does some people.
If we're talking specifically about Instagram and Facebook, I prefer Instagram. I always love a good Snapchat, though.
Right.
I know a lot of people do not even... They're like, who uses Snapchat?
What's Twitter now?
But I still have my Twitter, but I don't tweet. Really, I'm on there for Chrissy.
She is a queen, for
Chrissy,
real.
We love you.
We do.
You know? And then I know you're not on TikTok, but I send you TikToks.
I actually did sign up for TikTok.
Did you?
But really, like, Trump really killed Twitter for me. I'm just like, yo.
Yeah.
You're the president of the United States. Like, get off Twitter, man. It's just like MySpace. It's just vanishing with the times.
Who's in your top eight?
Don't act like you don't remember coding your page. Like, guys, looking back, we were professional coders.
I was the coder. And make whatever color, whatever little animated pictures you wanted to pop up all over the place.
That's it.
I was that girl.
And I started coding. I figured out a code where you could hide your top eight.
Oh.
Because then when you wasn't feeling a bitch, they wouldn't know. Be like, you ain't number one, you number five.
Or that's what I was about to say. If you get mad at someone, you and your BFF get into an argument. It's like, oh, she's going from one to three. Oh, there's trouble in paradise. Or like your boyfriend. You know, your boyfriend, you're like, oh, something happened.
But then you know what? We knew so much about coding, so you could hide your top eight.
Where did that knowledge go? Because I don't
know. Right. You could hide your top eight, but then if you went to someone's page, you know how people's page would have the number code at the end? Okay, so even if their top eight was hidden, I figured this out. You can go to your top eight, and you can take their code and paste it, and you can
see.
Oh, bleep. You can see. So I was, like, messing with this guy and found out he's messing with all kinds of girls. So, like, I copy and paste that shit, and I'm like, this motherfucker.
I knew it.
Even though we're really not kidding. Like that.
Oh my god. That you're dating, not have a social media, or does it matter?
I mean, I wouldn't care. I think it's kind of weird just because of today's society. I really don't care.
Yeah.
What about you?
If they say, oh, you know what? I don't have Instagram. I just don't like social media. Okay. Well, that's you. But okay. I'm a post.
Right, I'm gonna be posting.
I hope if you
so just know, don't be telling me when I'm gonna post.
Right. So,
all right,
if you're in a relationship and the person that you're with guy or girl, tells you, take that down. Or you can't post that. That's the day I'm walking out.
Gag.
That's the day you will. I'm walking out.
I will be like, excuse me? Huh? This is my social media.
I'm sorry. Am I on your page?
Okay, so you should unfollow me. Right. Okay.
I can change that real quick. Like, we're just going to nip this in the bud. Yeah. Because I'm going to still post that what selfie. I want. And you're just going to have to be mad about it. Especially if it's not disrespectful in any way.
Right.
Like, if it's disrespectful, let's talk about it and I'll go from there. But if it's just, like, me looking good.
And you insecure.
Then that's a you problem.
If something I posted makes you uncomfortable and we're in a relationship. For me.
Have you ever had someone tell you that they don't like something?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Absolutely.
And what was your response?
I laughed.
Me too.
Okay. I'm what? Sorry.
LOL. What?
Good thing it's my social media, right. Not yours then.
Sorry about that.
Like, are you my boyfriend? Right. No. Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, someone you've been with.
Oh, yeah.
And you still laugh.
I still laugh.
Me too.
Like, I'm still definitely right. Okay, it's, now I'm going to post it twice.
Right. It's still an LOL. Right. Okay. So make real. Sure that you get the point.
For me, I feel like for you too, we work too hard. We...
Like, I'm a grown woman.
I'm a grown... Like, don't tell me why I can't post. Old. Like, whatever, you know? I want.
She's a point. Saint. What do you mean?
My parents are just, well, that's my daughter. They might not claim me, but, well, that's her.
Take it or leave it.
And I'm just very... I'm very unapologetic.
But for real, though?
I'm very unapologetic.
I live for the guys who will repost their girlfriend or their wife, yes, or fiance or whatever. There's... This, like, she could be in this nice bikini or this nice dress. What you will not appreciate.
Another man, he will. Insecurity's not pretty, yeah, guys.
It's not.
It's not pretty.
And I think girls, it's the same thing for females.
Girls are men. Mm-hmm. Girls, if you really want to push a male away fast enough, yeah, there are men that are very shady, like, need to disconnect from. But there's also situations where your insecurity is creating problems that don't exist. Mm-hmm. And men are just like, look, if I know I'm not doing anything wrong, you can only take that shit for so long before it's just like, I gotta go. Right. Like, it's so toxic. Right. I gotta go because you're so insecure and nothing's happening.
You're creating it.
Right.
In your head.
Your girls, your boyfriend or husband is allowed to like other girls' pictures. Okay.
Some people, that's like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
If you're dating somebody, or I mean, shoot, already married to them, and they start liking other people's pictures. Like, some people find that so offensive.
I can't tell you how many times I've been on Instagram on male models' pages. You know I'm double tapping.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm like, golly. Like, double tap. Can I double tap 10 times?
If I see an attractive male walk through the door.
Or female.
Or female, I'm gonna be like,
they bad.
Right. They find it out.
It's unrealistic to think that your partner will never be attracted to another human being, but it doesn't mean they're trying to sleep with that person. It doesn't mean they're acting on it. People are allowed to appreciate photos and beauty without, because females will do it, but when their partners do it, it's the end of the world. People like other people's pictures, right, male or female. It doesn't always mean something's going on.
Say it again.
Say it again. Oh, that was to me.
Yeah.
Like, it does, like...
I agree. But I think also, though, we're not the average female. It takes a lot for me. Like, and I think there's a difference between being jealous and then being, like, territorial. Mm-hmm. Like, jealous implies that I want what I don't have. Mm-hmm. I feel like territorial means, like, this is already mine, so I'm protecting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot for me to be jealous. But if I know specifically, and I've been there before, where someone is actively trying to make me jealous, that's not going to do anything but just piss me off. And then we're going to have a whole other world of problems.
Right.
Because now I'm pissed off and don't want anything to do with you. So now you've created two problems. And I don't know. I feel like some people want their significant other to be jealous of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show some sort of jealousy, because for some reason they think that means they care.
And I know you're the same way. Yeah, I really need, if I'm going to be with a man, I need him to be confident. I need him to be secure. I need him to be strong.
Yeah.
I need him to be motivated and driven and positive, always looking for the next step and always wanting to be growing. I really don't have time to be digging through social media likes,
right,
text messages, social media messages. I mean, straight up, like, I really don't give a shit.
Here's
about
the
any
thing.
Of it.
If I'm interested in you, why are you worried about who's interested in me? I like you.
That's so true. So for you, not really so much Facebook, but Instagram's more more good for this. Because Facebook is not like, you can like pages. I love Instagram because I can really narrow down what I want to see, right? And be very specific. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're liking and interacting with the most, that's what it's going to give you. There's people that you might follow and like want to see and want to actively be involved with.
But like they get lost.
My Instagram is really more, I don't care as much about followers. Followers are great. But for me, just producing music and working with people in music, I love Instagram because that's really where artists post. Mm-hmm. You know, some people use Facebook as like a secondary thing, but your artists that you like, for me, I produce hip hop, trap, R&B, those type of beats. And so all the people that I follow are very active on their Instagram. Mm-hmm. They post on their stories. They're posting their new music. They're posting about their lives. We're in a different age now where when we were growing up, most celebrity pages you saw were not run by the celebrity. Right. But now you've got celebrities actually like on their own phone recording their own lives. So that's super cool for me. So a big part of who I follow is a lot of musicians, a lot of artists, a lot of producers, and then the baddest bitches.
She means Ariana. That's it.
I do. And Aggie.
And Chantel.
And Chantel Jeffries. Yeah. Yes.
That's it. That's really.
They are like my top three. Okay. But other than that, I think my biggest thing is meme accounts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The good old meme.
The good memes. Like, what would social media be without memes, guys?
I'm really just here for the memes.
I like straight up.
I feel like that's what my bio needs to be. I'm just here for the memes.
Chakra and soul accounts that, you know, come through and just really...
Daily affirmations.
Yeah, like daily affirmations, uplifting you. Like,
thank you, random account. I needed this today.
Right. Like, this is so relative.
Is this a sign? So you follow more meme music related things. Mine's just like a cluster. Right. Like random crap. Really, most of the people that I follow have no idea who they are. Well, I know who they are. They don't know who I am.
Right. Right.
That's bigger on her.
But I love you.
I'm here for it. 50 random meme accounts that probably all share the same memes. We can be texting and having an actual conversation and then simultaneously sending each other memes on Instagram.
Right.
But the worst thing, if we're going to talk about memes for a second. Oh, I've seen that one. Right. Just send me a ha ha ha.
Okay, Karen.
Or just like it.
Right.
Because I've seen some of the ones you've sent me. Right. But I'm polite enough to go, love it.
Right. Because I do. Because I did love it.
I love it.
I double tapped that shit.
I loved it then. I love it now. Nothing's changed. I can laugh 8 times in the same meme.
That's so real. Okay?
Just do me a solid and just give me a little kiki.
You know?
I prefer Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just personal enough to where I'm not getting all the baggage.
Right.
But I'm getting like the good stuff. Right. So like Facebook is a diary.
The baggage.
The whole like.
The whole suitcase.
Plus the baggage fee and everything in it.
And this baggage fee is the overweight baggage.
And it comes
baggage.
With TSA. Okay. Like I don't need all of it.
You got,
Instagram
is like a carry-on.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
You don't have to pay for it.
Fits perfect in the sock.
Or under the seat.
Right.
You know, you're just there. You can easy come, easy go. Without all the extra stuff. Instagram started doing the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and now, Snapchat did stories first. Right. And then Instagram. And then Facebook had to add the stories. And every other platform has stories now. But I feel like when you post on social media, there has to be some sort of like... standard of what you're posting.
Please.
Like, I don't want to see your potatoes that you have every single day.
Now, I will really say, I vibe with the workout videos, guys.
No, yeah. I'm all here for that.
I do. I'm all about some self-improvement. Yeah. So, you know, I see a lot of posts, people like, oh, no one cares about your kids. No one cares about your workouts. Yes, we do.
We do.
Please. I'm here for it. Like, please, keep bettering yourself. And don't be ashamed to post your workout videos.
Or your transformations. No, here's me a month ago. You know what?
Exactly.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
If it makes you feel good to post your nails, you know, we're here for a good nail story.
We are here for the nails,
guys. We're here for a good nail story. Or like you feel really pretty today and you want to post a selfie or you want to post just your makeup that you worked hard on. Or maybe you just worked out today and you feel, you're feeling yourself. That's great.
I'm here for the positiveness. I know people like to complain about a lot of videos, a lot of posts. And you know, a lot of times those people are really the people that see you doing the things they wish they had the motivation to do.
Run it back.
People hate gym posts because
they're not in the gym.
They're not in the gym and they want to be in the gym. They haven't found the focus they need to be in the gym, or maybe they're, I mean, some people work too much to be in the gym, but a lot of times the posts people are making hating on other people is an insecurity inside themselves. Mm-hmm. Like Ken said, if something makes you feel good, if you are happy, if you feel positive, if you're growing, if you're making an effort, that's never a waste.
The keyword.
We're here for it. We're here for it.
If you're trying, you're already doing better than
a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Me some days.
Me some days.
It's like, you know what? I'm just not getting out of this bed today.
Right.
You know, and that's okay. Tomorrow, yeah, it'll be better. I feel like it's very important because social media can be, especially Instagram, is just like a highlight reel. It's like nobody really posts the bad stuff. And if they're brave enough to, people say it's like, oh, it's scripted or it's this or it's, but for the most part, it's really important to be able to step away from social media. So yes, if we're going to talk about being on it and being all about it and mm-hmm. loving it or whatever, we got to also talk about knowing when to step away from it. Because as great as it can be, it's also, like we said earlier, it's a very dark place, it can be. And you can start to compare your life or compare yourself to someone's highlight reel.
If you have ever watched any form of documentary on any form of family murder. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have watched The American Murder on Netflix. And throughout that whole documentary, all you see on her social media is that they look perfect. Mm-hmm. Their family looks perfect. It's beautiful. They look happy. And then you find out a lot of that stuff really is not real.
Right.
It's not authentic. And maybe some of it is authentic. And like she said, you're not posting your bad time. You're posting your best times.
Right.
So when you really sit there and get too lost in social media, it's really, people get depressed over that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, the things you're comparing yourself to really aren't what they seem to be.
Right. Because there's times where I don't post for like a month. I might just not be in the right headspace, or I don't feel like it's going to be genuine, or I'm not just going to post just to be posting some BS post. Like, and that's okay.
Yeah.
There's people out here who think they have to post every day.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Take a step away. If you're constantly feeling like you have to be on social media, and that's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is scroll to Instagram or check somebody's Snapchat or post on Facebook, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, take 10 minutes.
For you.
Right.
For you.
When you first wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
Pray or meditate or just be alone. And
sometimes you wake up and it's like, I just really need to be in the quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just need to think about something that's on my mind. But yeah, I think social media is really good. It's a good platform at times. And then you've got people that really are struggling. Mm-hmm. People are going through things and they have lost people or they're depressed or, you know, and social media is so good at reminding us of what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good at making us compare to mm-hmm. other people's lives, other people's bodies, other people's partners.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like I said about that documentary, a lot of times things just really are not
what they seem to be.
Mm-hmm. And you're really hurting yourself mentally over something that's really not even real.
Right. Because the grass isn't always greener.
It's not.
On the other side. Sometimes if the grass is greener, it could be fake.
Right.
Could be fake grass.
Fake grass.
What you have is perfectly okay. And what some people, what's even crazier is what you have right now is what some people are wishing they had.
Right.
Dreaming for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, it's easy to get caught up in everything, but you have to take the time to like just gain perspective again.
Yeah. You do.
You know, we follow people that we don't know and they have, you know, the perfect bodies, or I wish I looked like her.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people, or I wish I had what she had, or I wish I had what they had.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be. And then there's some people who are looking at you thinking the exact same thing.
Right.
You know, social media has made people value superficial and materialistic qualities. So then we start to chase that in other people. Like, yeah, selfies are great. But you know what's really attractive? Self-awareness, kindness, honesty, deep conversation.
Oh, just crazy.
That's real.
So guys, don't be afraid to step away from your socials. It will be there when you get back. And remember, you don't have to post it to prove it. And time devoted to your mental health is time well spent. So go ahead and head over to our Instagram, co.signpodcast, for 10 reminders about social media. That's co.signpodcast. And don't forget to hit that follow button. And guys, we're coming to you every single Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. We gonna be there. We're also posting our episodes on our website. That's www.cosignpodcast.com. And thank you for spending this hour with us. We will see you next week. Oh my God.